All care home staff must have had their first round of COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the week, or they risk not being double jabbed by the government's deadline. So today is the last day for staff to receive the first dose in order to be fully vaccinated before the government legislation comes into effect in 8 weeks' time, requiring all care home staff to be double jabbed if they continue in their jobs. Now, this actually applies to anyone who enters a care home as part of their job. So if you're a hairdresser or you're a tradesperson or maybe you're a taxi driver, then you need to be aware of this as well. Steve Payne is the operations director for Vista, who manage care homes across the city with 329 staff, with an extra 210 just in care homes. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Jimmy.
That's big numbers. Have you managed to do it all?
We're nearly there. We have had an unprecedented effort to try and get our staff teams vaccinated. And we've got about a 93-94% hit rate at this moment in time across the whole of our staff team. So a massive effort to try and get it done.
So do you think you're on track then if this legislation comes into effect in 8 weeks? Are you on track to get everyone sorted?
Yeah, we are. We do have staff who are naturally concerned about taking the vaccine, and we're working desperately hard with those members of staff. We value them so much. We don't want to lose anybody because of the vaccination, Jimmy. And we're working with them over the days and weeks to try and get them sorted.
Has this put a lot of pressure on you or not?
Massively. It's been unprecedented times in health and social care. We know that there's an understanding that some 70,000 carers are going to be lost because of the mandating of this vaccination across the 10,000 care homes in the UK.
Why is that? Is that because workers don't want to get the jab, or is it just logistically they can't?
No, I think it's a mix of the two. I think there are some people that are genuinely concerned, despite the efforts that our public health colleagues are putting in with ourselves to reassure staff. I think that, you know, there is some genuine concern. So, and people are choosing to not continue their careers in care, which is after working with the pressure they've been working with over the last 15 to 18 months, is such a sad end to a career in care. These people are amazing, and we value them.
Steve, you have the ability now to paint a picture as to what life is currently like for you in care homes, what it has been. For those people listening who just aren't aware, when you talk about the challenges, what are they?
Past or current?
Well, right now, I suppose.
Current challenges, certainly the vaccination places this pressure on us then for our staff to be double vaccinated. It's not just the carers, though. It's, as you rightly said when you introduced us, it's anybody that's coming into the care home to be deployed in there. So, for us as an organisation, our HR, finance, marketing, fundraising, our community services, any of those people could end up working in our care home or somebody else's. So it places a lot of pressure on us to get those staff vaccinated too.
Can I just ask you about hairdressers or taxi drivers or tradespeople? I mean, is that, do you have to look at that? Is that part of your remit, or is that down to the individuals to look after that?
No, it falls in the guidance. It falls on our registered managers. Who basically, their name is above the door on the home, and myself as the nominated provider for our regulated care in the homes. So they basically have to police that, which again is a lot of pressure on those individuals who are controlling people coming through the door. And we're trying to get ahead of that by sending letters out, or have been sending letters out to our providers and suppliers, to try and get upstream of it, and just so they're aware of the needs for when they do come and see us.
And are you finding that all tradespeople or taxi drivers or hairdressers are getting their vaccinations or not?
In the main, they've been really positive for this. We do have some of the doorstep challenges, and we have to protect the people in our homes. And those people, unless it's an emergency, I'm afraid we won't let them in. And I'm pretty sure most of the providers across Leicestershire and Rutland and the country are taking the same stance.
And what about your staff? How have they reacted to it?
In the main, positively, because they've worked through this pandemic, Jimmy, and seen it at its worst. And they were very keen to try and reduce the risk to themselves, to their families, to the people that they're supporting. I think in the main they want to be vaccinated, but I can fully understand it's an individual's choice. And, you know, we're not going to force anybody to have a jab, and we'll work with those individuals that feel fearful of it.
Steve Payne, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thanks for joining us on BBC Radio Leicester. Steve is the Operations Director for Vista. They manage care homes across the city.